I've actually got another animal age story here, but first I'd just like to take a minute, excuse me, to paint a rather charming picture in your minds. Come with me if you'd like. Imagine you're sitting on a beach on the south coast of Australia with your eyes and nose filled with the sounds and smells of waves crashing in the distance. Are you there with me? Good. But you're not alone, and a gaggle of fairy penguins come hopping and waddling past you as they make their way down to the sea to go feeding for the day. Now, these are the smallest of the world's penguins, and they're only just about a foot tall. And instead of dashing down the beach in one great big group, they actually break up into smaller groups of about 5 to 10 penguins to help avoid being snapped up by predators. Now, this lovely scene was what a team of scientists saw at the Phillip Island Nature Park in Victoria, Australia, and it got them wondering whether the birds form these groups randomly or whether penguins selectively choose particular fishing buddies, a bit like kids picking teams in a school playground for a game of football. Now, the way they did this, the scientists monitored the movements of these individual penguins for 4 years using what I think sounds marvellous, an automated penguin monitoring system, which sounds great, and is actually involves placing little electronic microchips under their skin so you can actually follow the movements of individual penguins. And they found that penguins do indeed tend to team up with the same penguins to go out fishing, and they come back with their same friends. And perhaps that's because it helps them to team up into groups which share knowledge of particular fishing sites, so they go out and they know where they're going. But the other interesting thing, which links back to the age thing, is it tended to only be the middle-aged penguins that did this, and the old ones and the younger ones basically aren't as good at fishing, and so they never get picked for these little teams. And they just kind of go with whoever's there. So it is a bit ageist. And also, this kind of pattern of having favourite people, favourite penguins to go fishing with only happened in good years when there was lots of food and there were lots of chicks being reared. In bad years, when food was less abundant, it seems that the penguins are a bit more up for just going out on their own or basically not cooperating as much and just kind of off to get food as much as they can. So that's it. They leave the young ones and the old ones behind, all just to kind of do their own thing. But I thought that was rather nice. I hope you enjoyed my picture of the South Australian coast.
So what humans can learn from penguins, or seem to have already done by the look of it. This is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris, Dr. Helen and Dr. Dave. In a second, we'll be finding out why a very expensive pair of trainers could lead you on the road to ruin. And also, we'll be finding out what happens if you put an ant in a microwave. We've talked about ants already. Well, we've got Andrew. He's on the phone. He wants to know the answer.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.